The Brady Report.
It is a Monday morning. Andrew Brady, g'day.
Morning, Millsy. Hi, Buzz.
Let's start with this businessman that's donated $2 million to what?
To a campaign to stop Brexit. This is really interesting what's happening. The guy is called Julian Dunkerton. He's British. He's a self-made multimillionaire. You've probably never heard of him. But if I said the brand name Superdry, you've definitely seen his clothing. 46 countries around the world Superdry sells in. He originally started out in Cheltenham in Gloucestershire, in a market, and as I say, he's a self-made millionaire, and he's come out this weekend and he has donated $2 million to a campaign to get a people's vote on the final Brexit deal. And he says that, quite simply, someone like him starting out in business a few years ago, if Britain hadn't been in the European Union and having those trading partners, a Superdry would never have reached the level of success that it has. Let's see if it happens.
Sale of dumb phones have gone up.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So we're all very familiar with our smartphones. The phrase for a phone that simply makes and receives phone calls, like in the old days, apparently is a dumb phone. Gone up 5% this year already in the UK, the number of sales, because people are wanting to try and switch off and end this addiction we have to smartphones. We use them for absolutely everything now, don't we? Apparently, every 12 minutes, that's the average distance of time a person in the UK goes without touching their phone. 12 minutes is the longest anyone can be without touching their smartphone.
And the Man U boss, not happy, Ender.
No, not at all. Terrible result for Manchester United earlier today in the Premier League. EPL, it finished Brighton and Hove Albion 3, Manchester United 2. Disjointed, disorganised, and a group of players who look like they don't want to play for this manager. Jose Mourinho, far from happy. He's into season 3 at Manchester United, and he normally never really stays much longer than that. Let's see how it all pans out. But already, some of the football reporters have the knives out, and they're saying that Mourinho could be gone by Christmas. Too early to say for me, but that was not a good performance.
All right, mate, have a safe journey back to the UK, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Thanks, Millsy. Have a great day, guys.